and welcome to Game Preview. Falcons football is back as the Falcons host the Miami Dolphins at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday. When we looked at the schedule when it first came out back in the spring, maybe wouldn't have thought this was going to be as big of a game as it has become, given the fact that the Falcons dropped a game to the Bills before the bye week, and they have a road game coming up against the New England Patriots, which we know is going to be a big game. So what are you guys seeing as to why this game is going to be so important and what it means?
Well, first of all, Kelsey, this is a game that Atlanta has to win if they want to win a championship. Okay, you got to beat these kind of teams. This is a team that's struggling mightily on one side of the ball. This is a team that I think is really not overly excited about coming into this building. You've got to take advantage of that. Go out and play some clean football, win the football game, and do the things that your fan base expects, and that's win this game.
But yeah, no, it's important because, too, they've been stewing over a loss. They had the bye week. They had a bunch of guys unhealthy. They want to get them back. And it's important for this team who is -4 in the turnover margin to get back on track. So, yeah, it's a huge game.
And I will say Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan have both said that they're really impressed with the energy they've seen since the team has returned for the bye. So we briefly talked about it, but let's be real. The struggle has been real for Miami's offense. They've averaged 10 points a game, and in the past two games, they've averaged 181 yards of total offense. So with that being said, how do the Falcons take advantage of this and keep this going for Miami's offense so that they put their team in the best position to win?
Well, I got to tell you guys, when I saw the tape of the last two games for the Miami Dolphins, I almost threw up in my mouth. I mean, really, it's god-awful football. The penalties, blown assignments, mistakes all over the field. Quarterback won't stand in and throw the football. But what do? You have to stop Jay Ajayi. He is the key to their offense. A bludgeoning running back that comes downhill at about 230 pounds or so inside the tackles. Not a perimeter guy, downhill. He's going to try to beat you up, try to keep you in those down and distance situations that are going to appease the quarterback, Cutler, who's struggling to throw the ball down the field. He's throwing those short passes, and they're going to challenge Atlanta to see if they've improved their tackling to make tackles in these short throws.
Struggling is putting it nicely, yeah. I mean, they're last in the league in four categories: total offense, passing offense, third down offense, and scoring. They haven't topped 19 points.
Other than that, they're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they haven't topped 19 points once this year. And passes beyond 15 yards. In the first game, they went 4, 3, 2, 1, 1 last week. And he's staring at the rush. He looks like a rookie quarterback back there. It's surprising.
Okay, well, the key to that now is they know that. And so does Atlanta. So the Atlanta fan out there is saying, okay, well, we're supposed to beat this team. Is the team thinking that? Are they overconfident, which is something the fan seems to think that players get into? They're not overconfident. What they're doing is they're working on themselves, tackling, getting off the field on third down, making the plays when they're important to make the plays. I mean, just focusing on themselves as opposed to who's wearing that helmet or that jersey. If you do that, then you don't get overconfident. You're trying to be better than you were the day before.
So with that being said, switching to the other side of the ball, Atlanta's offense versus Miami's defense. We know that Miami's defense is their strong point. They're the number 4 team against the run, and they're the number 8 team in total defense. So another good test for Atlanta's offense. What do they need to do to be successful against this Miami defense?
Yeah, I think they're really good, and they're really good with just their base defense. They don't have to bring down safeties to blitz like Buffalo. The front four frees up those backers to make a lot of plays, and Kiko Alonso, when he's in open space, he can fly to the ball.
Well, their backs have been against the wall, and I'm talking about the Dolphin defense now. Their backs have been against the wall the whole season because of the anemic offense we've been talking about. So when you look at the numbers that you guys have talked about, that tells you how good this Miami defense is. Think if they had an offense that was kind of facilitating them on the other side. This might be a team that you start talking about maybe playing in the postseason. But right now, this defense is trying to hold onto the rope, and they're as good as it gets up front. When you talk about those guys, everybody knows about Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake. They've got one of the best safeties, I think, in football, Matt. And I know you love this guy, Rashad Jones, outstanding player off the edge and a guy that plays all over the field.
Highest rated safety by PFF right now, and Alonso is the highest rated linebacker by PFF right now. But, I mean, he makes a ton of plays. Gase on the phone this morning said he's making such a difference for them this year. I mean, it's probably too strong to compare him to Ed Reed, but he's that kind of player.
Yeah, so a very challenging game for Coach Sarkisian to spread the field, use all his weapons, make them defend the entire field. I think you can make some plays against these guys because I think they're going to be on the field a lot.
But Dave, you said something interesting earlier about those weapons. You referenced two players in particular that could be set up for success based on what you saw when the Dolphins played the Saints in Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. What made you say that?
Yeah, Alvin Kamara, the running back for New Orleans, wore out the Dolphins catching the ball out of the backfield. And he lined up in the backfield, lined up in the slot, lined up outside the numbers. They moved him everywhere. Sean Payton used him all over the place, and the Dolphins had no answer for him. Well, we've got two of those guys, Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. You line those guys up all over the place, that creates a major problem. Oh, by the way, there's some other guys that potentially could get involved as well, but those two running backs could really wear these guys out.
Another one of Atlanta's offensive weapons who has yet to find himself in the end zone, Julio Jones. Do we think that that could change this weekend, given how young Miami's secondary is?
Yeah, two young corners, second-year guy at corner and a rookie at corner. This, I would think this would be the day that Julio goes off and finds a score. Remember, he's the guy that draws the coverage to him, so he might have an additional player over there. But come on, this is the week, isn't it? Julio Jones off the schneid, gets a touchdown.
If he plays, yeah, I think he scores at least a couple touchdowns against his team.
So. Wow, two, okay.
Even though the best part about him is he doesn't care about those kind of stats. He's a team first guy, which we all know is pretty.
Be selfish, Julio. Get in the end zone.
All right, that's it for us on Game Preview. We'll see you Sunday.